Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 7th, 2019. In today's news, Hitachi Elevator is installing escalators and elevators for a new metro line in China. A New York judge has ruled that a lawsuit against the city's transportation authority for more elevators can move forward. The company in charge of most of Great Britain's railway system is working to improve accessibility information. And a new condo tower in Miami will feature private elevators for residents.
Hitachi Elevator has begun installation of elevators and escalators for its first rail transit project in Kunming, China. Kunming's metro line 4 calls for 155 escalators and 32 elevators for the 43.5-kilometer-long line, Yahoo reports. Hitachi Elevator has supplied nearly 7,000 elevators and escalators in metro stations in 22 major Chinese cities. The new line will run across the Kunming city, as well as the Qinggang New District. Hitachi states it has been committed to developing products and solutions to enhance public transportation services and improve quality of life.
A judge ruled that a class action lawsuit against the New York City Metropolitan Transportation Authority regarding a lack of elevators in the subway system can move forward, ABC Eyewitness News reports. Advocates argue the authority is in violation of the New York City human rights law. Currently, 25% of the subway stations are accessible to people with disabilities, but activists say those elevators often don't work. The authority says it has funding in place to make 50 additional stations more accessible by 2034, but advocates are hoping the new ruling will force the authority to use additional funding for accessibility. "We are disappointed with the ruling and are considering our options for appeal," a statement from the MTA says. Continuing, "We know we have a long way to go, but we are fully committed to making this system one that can be used by all New Yorkers."
Network Rail, owner and manager of most of the railway network in Great Britain, is working to implement a competition-winning idea that would make accessibility information for passengers more available. The idea came from a rail industry initiative to provide a railway that is inclusive for everyone, called the Access for All program. The plan is to provide passengers with better information about elevators and escalators at railway stations with a publicly accessible data feed. The feed would provide real-time status of elevators and escalators for train stations across Britain. Half of Network Rail's escalators and elevators have remote monitoring systems that provide information about any issues, and this new plan intends to utilize that data in a way that will benefit passengers. To learn more, visit the website.
All 100 residences in the 57-story, 649-foot-tall Elize Tower, designed by Arquitectonica and developed by Two Roads Development on the bayfront in Miami's Edgewood neighborhood, will boast private elevators and foyers, according to Construction Dive. In June, general contractor John Moriarty & Associates, or JMA, had reached the 35th floor, expecting a full floor to be completed each week until the tower tops out in the fall. JMA told Elevator World that Otis is providing the elevator system. Arquitectonica's Bernardo Fortebraccia conceived the structure's glassy three-tiered design. Among the amenities are indoor and outdoor pools, expansive terraces, and private resident areas, including a 3-4 amenities level and a rooftop sky lounge. Completion is anticipated in 2020.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.